Sonic1029.com podcast. The Garner Andrews Show podcast for NorQuest. NorQuest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca.
Good morning, my many friend.
Teddy? Teddy. Wow. Just go back to your dressing room.
Thank you.
Wow. He did not sound good at all. It's funny how fast the cold sweeps through Garner Andrews Show Industries.
Garner Andrews on Sonic 1029.
Hi, I wanted to share a little advice that my old man gave me when I wanted to get a tattoo.
Well, sure, I would love to hear it. Hang on, let me sit down in my story chair. What's your first name?
Greg.
Okay, Greg, tell me about it.
Well, he caught wind that I wanted to get the Misfit skull tattooed on the back of the neck. He thought that was probably a bad idea and said probably the hardest thing that he'd ever say to me, why don't you go get piercings?
Instead?
Instead.
And did you listen to your old man? Did you go get some stuff pierced
and pass on the skull?
Yeah.
Yeah, and a few years later when I got offered an executive job, I was pretty happy I did.
Yeah, yeah. And again, go out, get some ink. If that's what you want to do, you go for it. There's nothing wrong with tattoos, but don't put them in a spot that is going to pause your life for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the little story there, Greg. When he said my dad had to say the toughest thing he ever had to say to me, I thought he was going to say, I love you, son. But no, it was, why don't you get something pierced?
It's a Sonic podcast.
So, okay, it's actually really embarrassing because it's actually me that it happened to. When I was 16, I was dating this guy. His name was Donnie. He was the biggest douchebag in the world. But as being 16, I was with him since I was 15 years old. We ended up staying together until I was 18.
Did you guys get prom? Did he give you a promise ring?
Sort of, yeah. So anyway, I went out when I was 16. I asked my mom to sign for authorization for me to get a tattoo, and she did. And I told her I was getting something for me that she would really like. So I went to the tattoo parlor, and Danielle, like the guy who did the tattoo on my back the year before, looked at me like I was retarded with what I wanted to get, and it said Baby Boo, which was what my ex used to call me.
Uh-huh.
With like a 5-point crown on my ankle on the top of my foot, like where my ankle meets my foot.
Yeah.
So I came home with it, and my mom like wanted to smack me across the face, and I ended up getting kicked out because I lied to her.
Yeah, well, hang on just a second here. Let's talk about your mom a little bit here.
My mom kicked me out when I was 15, let me back in when I was 16, and then kicked me again.
What kind of mom signs the authorization form for her daughter to go downtown and get a tattoo? And then
one that did it when I was 15 too.
Well, this your mom. It's like I'm gonna come down on your mom. This is wildly irresponsible of her.
Oh, don't worry, I come down on her every day.
This is your mom trying to be a cool mom, right?
No, it was my mom being rock star mom with the big 80s hair.
Well, that's what I mean,
and
she wants
a leather jacket.
She wants all your 15-year-old friends to think she's the coolest mom of all the moms.
Oh, absolutely. And that's, all of my 15-year-old friends' parents told me they weren't allowed to hang out with me
yeah.
anymore.
But there's that mom in every circle that just wants to. She wants. It's like she wants a trophy.
You know how you
bought your mom that T-shirt or coffee mug when you were 7 years old? World's coolest mom. She really wanted to be world's coolest mom. And that's why she signed the paper and let you go down. She has no right.
Oh, no, and this works because my dad let me get my tongue pierced at 13.
Yeah.
And when I was 10, my mom took us to get our belly buttons pierced.
Yeah. I'll guess that your mom never got the attention she needed when she was a kid. Never had her daddy and her mommy's approval, so now she needs to get everybody's approval, and that's why she's going out of her way when you're 15 or 16 years old to get you tattooed and pierced so she could reign supreme as cool mom.
And, like, my mom and I, like, I razz her every day because she's not a good parent to, like, my sister and stuff back home, so.
How old's your sister?
She's older than me. She's 22, and she just graduated nursing school.
I was going to say, she's 7, and she's all sleeved out.
No, she's actually the complete opposite of me. She hates body modifications of any kind. She thinks it's actually disgusting. I ended up getting a tattoo on my side a few months ago that says, in this battle of life, each day is an adventure. And because that's just because I've been through so much crap. And she thought it was absolutely disgusting and thought I should never mark my body. And I laughed at her and said, okay, we'll continue with your nursing school. And
your fancy education and your big words and all that. Hey, thank you very much for the phone call today, but
you
I gotta
too.
Go. Bye. It's a Sonic podcast. The other morning here at Garner Andrews Show Industries, you and I got talking about brush with death. And then that spiraled into, I am a recovering morphine addict. Had some of those phone calls. And then this guy called, and he was able to tag many bases. He, not only a morphine addict, but he did have a brush with death, too. I kept promising to have him on the show here. Do we have him there, Amber? Well, I'll get him on here this morning. Go ahead. Hang on.
Hello.
Matt?
Garner.
How you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Good. I wanted to have you on the show yesterday and the day before, but we just kept running out of time talking about important things like tattoos you regret. But I want to talk to you because you were a 6-year-old morphine addict.
Roughly, yes. I was in the hospital.
Yeah.
I was addicted to it.
It's not like you were. It's not like you were downtown in an alley at 6 on your big wheel looking to score.
No, but that is wonderful imagery.
Yeah. This is this story that you're about to tell right now. It's I'm not going to lie to you. It's a little grim, but and it's the exact kind of story that my disc jockey teacher Don Scott at Don Scott's Disc Jockey School told me not to tell during breakfast radio. But I I am going to throw his advice out the window right now, and I want to hear your tale. You were 6 years old climbing a what were you climbing?
It was a maple tree, if I remember correctly.
Uh-huh. How high up were you in this maple tree?
I was pretty high. I love climbing trees.
Yeah.
I couldn't really tell you an exact height, but it was high up.
Then, all of a sudden, you were like Newton, right? Plummeting through...
Like an apple going down.
You fell out of that tree and right onto...
white picket fence.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I actually also hit my head on a branch coming down the tree.
So did it knock you out before you hit the picket fence?
I don't really remember the event at all.
Okay.
So I couldn't really tell you.
But let's just say that white picket fence, you painted that fence red.
Oh, I would imagine there was quite a bit of blood. That fence wasn't there when I got back from the hospital.
Yeah. Now the fence, suddenly I feel like I should take Don Scott's advice and remind you to cover up your tomato plants. But instead, I'm going to disregard his advice. What happened to the picket fence?
The picket fence was placed in a large heap in the backyard and burnt.
No, but it went through your body, right?
Not all the way through. I landed on top of it.
Well, the story was way better the other day when you said I was impaled and I was hanging on a white picket fence.
I was impaled and hanging on a white picket fence. It went probably, where's your major organs? It hit a couple of them, so...
Yeah. And you lost some colon?
Some bladder.
Some bladder.
Bladder. Yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, not a good time. That's all right, though. I was born with a medical condition that already had affected my bladder, so it didn't really matter.
Okay. So let's not get too personal here. But, Matt, you ended up in the hospital at 6 years old. How long were you in the hospital for?
6 weeks, I'm told.
6 weeks. Because you got impaled. And they had to take the fence to the hospital with you?
Yeah, the firefighters came and cut it off, and and stayed in me until we got to the hospital.
Wow. Yeah, when we were talking the other day, I was saying how if this happened today, there would be 95 pictures of you on the internet by, like, this afternoon.
Oh,
because people have no boundaries anymore, no sense of boundary when it comes to snapping digital photos of people in distress. And you would have been all over the internet, but this happened a long time ago, right?
Yeah, it would have been the early 90s.
Okay.
92 or 93.
Any long-lasting effects?
Not especially.
No?
Irrational fear.
Okay.
Might, might have helped with the cocaine addiction in the teens.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I didn't get that part of the story.
Well, I decided to do virtual schooling, homeschooling for my grade 8 and 9 year. And
oh,
it
no.
was entirely too easy. Like, I did the work on Monday
uh-huh.
of the week. And then I had 6 days by myself as a 14-year-old.
So how does a 14-year-old score the cocaine?
It's easy when you run with that crowd already.
Yeah.
I have always looked older than I was. I grew my first sideburns when I was 11 years old.
Oh.
So it was easy to fall in with the older crowd that,
yeah.
you know.
Okay. How long did that addiction last?
Until, it was about a year and a half, year and three quarters.
Then what happened? Juvie?
No, I was selling the coke, and I, had to support my habit, and then I was selling it, and I was collecting money from a fellow, and I hit him in the hand with a ball-peen hammer and said, "You're 15 years old. This isn't right." And I went cold turkey.
Wow.
Moment of lucidity there, and it just really was a good thing.
Everything's cool now, Matt?
Everything's cool now.
Are you
a little bit too much, but...
You drink too much, but other than that, you're fine?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, Matt, thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you, Garner.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Do we have the original recording of the phone call when he called the other day? Should dig that up. He told the story way more. It fell on a white picket fence. Anyway, well, thank you very much, Matt. I appreciate the fact that we were able to get the story out of you. Even though we had to kind of coax it gently.
The Garner Andrews Show to go.
Hey, liner notes, Garner. Bringing back good memories.
Yeah, you sit down. Every now and again, your favorite artist would release a double album, and you'd get that gatefold album cover.
Yes, and you'd get the pictures.
And you'd sit there, and you would read. You knew who Kiss's management was.
Oh, it was great, and especially if you got the lyrics.
You knew who their makeup artist was. Hey, 3,500 Garner Andrews Show points right now if you can name Kiss's management.
I can't.
Phil of Coin, or however you say it. I remember reading that going, oh, man, Phil's got the most awesome job ever. I don't even know what a manager does, but he works with Kiss.
I wanted to be their makeup artist.
Yeah.
I wanted to do Peter Criss's makeup.
Were you able to figure out what Sean and I were arguing about a few minutes ago?
No, I think it's called Too Early and Nervous on the Radio.
Yeah, and I don't want to come down on Phil because I like it when somebody calls in and challenges. I do like that, but I think maybe he thought I was raving about iTunes and the sound quality of the music you download off of iTunes. Maybe he thought that's... But like I said, your home stereo is Steak and Lobster.
Mm.
Your iPod, fast food.
I like fast food.
Yeah, but I like Steak and Lobster too.
Yeah, I like it cheap and easy and greasy.
But it's not always convenient. Whereas fast food is always convenient. Hence, that's why my iPod is why I'm in love with my iPod. It's convenient. I can take 80,000 songs with me.
80,000?
Or whatever it is. I don't have to listen to all 80,000 songs in one afternoon. But I like to be able to follow my musical whims. I like to follow those little musical rainbows wherever they may lead me.
Oh, sunshine, lollipops, and musical rainbows.
Yeah. That's what I'm calling this show next year. I'm changing the name.
Musical rainbows?
Sunshine, lollipops, and musical rainbows.
That rocks with you riding a unicorn.
Yeah, holding a sword.
And having an iPod.
Yeah. Okay, I gotta go. You have a good day. This
you
is getting
too.
Trippy.
Bye.
Bye. Man, that NyQuil, even the daytime stuff will mess you up.
A Sonic1029.com podcast. The Garner Andrews Show podcast for Norquest. Norquest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca. The Garner Andrews Show. To go.